North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation, of course, 1400 AM KSBT in, it's going to be snowy Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI in a beautiful Bonner's Ferry, and you can also pick us up on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Bob Witte. We're in North Idaho. It's Thursday, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. We've got a good show for you today, but before we get to that, I want to mention that you've probably heard the promos right here on your stations, but the Sandpoint Bulldogs football team has kind of a big game tomorrow night, kind of about as big as it gets for high school. It is the Super Bowl. It is the Bulldogs against Skyline from the Kibbe Dome in Moscow, so it's basically our home game, because that's why we get to play there, because we had home field advantage, so they play it up here. And even though it seems far away for us. But, yeah, it'll be on the radio, of course, if you can't make it down there. If you can make it down there and you want to listen to Jay and Chris anyway, you could do that on your phone. Just bring a ear jack, earbuds, and listen to them right there at NorthIdahoRadio.com. 7 o'clock for the kickoff, about 20 minutes before that for the pregame. And, yeah, it's as big as it gets. It's exciting. You know, the Bulldogs won a state championship back in 97. I had a beer with Caleb Bowman last night. We were kind of reminiscing about all that, and it was fun just to talk football. And, yeah, that was me and Steve Klatt. We did that game together back in 97. And then after that, Jay joined me in the booth for the next couple of decades or whatever. That was a great game. It was really fun. Beat Eagle down in – it was a really cold, snowy night in Boise at Bronco Stadium. That was a lot of fun. But since then, we lost a state championship game with Coach Paloa in against Highland, I think it was, in Holt Arena in Pocatello. And we lost another one about 12 years ago or so down in the Kibbe Dome. So anyway, it'd be great tomorrow night to see if we can come away with a win. Again, 7 o'clock for the kickoff from Moscow, Bulldogs and Skyline. Got a good show for you today. First up, we'll have our Bonner General Health segment. We'll be chatting with Carrie House and Julie Walkington from the BGH Infusion and Procedures Clinic. Sounds interesting. Looking forward to that. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in one of our all-time favorite guests, Caitlin Shook from the world-famous local Sandpoint band, of course, the Shook Twins. Well, I guess you should say she's one of our two favorite all-time guests, seeing how her twin sister might be listening to this. No. Anyway, so Caitlin will be along. We'll talk about big night coming up for them on Saturday. And in our final segment, we'll visit with our old friend Becky Revac, and she's bringing along her partner Mark Watson. They have a film production company here in Sandpoint called Calm Tech, and they've been producing some cool videos for Panhandle Special Needs. I checked them out yesterday. They're really well done. So looking forward to that. It should be a very interesting chat. What else is going on? Just going to note that we don't have a North Idaho Thursday next week. Obviously, it is, ready or not, next Thursday's Thanksgiving, folks. So get ready for that. The annual CASA Purse Party is happening this evening at the Pondere Winery. A favorite way to support CASA, which is court-appointed special advocate for the ladies of Bonner County. The event is held from 4 to 7. It's open to the public. And you can donate slightly loved handbags for the event and look for purse drop locations around town. All proceeds go to CASA, as I mentioned. For more information, go to powine.com. There's bingo this evening for at the Sandpoint Senior Center for all you seniors out there. Get out there and enjoy a fun night of seeing your friends and playing bingo and eating food and stuff. Friday at the winery, we have OK Honey. It's a duo, musical duo, OK Honey, 5 until 8 o'clock at the Panada Theater on Friday. Barrio Manouche, Pondere Arts Council presents a performance by Barrio Manouche, 7:30 at the Panada Theater. And they're a San Francisco-based acoustic ensemble that will perform a repertoire. How's that? Original compositions with an emotionally charged sound that's difficult to classify, yet very recognizable. So that's go to artinsandpoint.org or panada.org for more information on that. I mentioned this earlier. The Christmas fair is at the Bonner County Fairgrounds this Saturday and Sunday, featuring local handmade crafts, vendors, unique gifts, treats, coffee, delicious food, Santa's workshop, kids' activities, and fun. Free admission. Go to BonnerCountyFair.com. Also going on, starting this weekend, is the K&K Thanksgiving Fishing Derby. So if you are new to town, don't know what that is. Of course, if you've lived here for any amount of time, you know what the K&K is all about. If you want to find out more information, details, go to lpoic.org, LPOIC, Lake Pondere, Idaho Club, lpoic.org. And it's going to be a tad chilly out on the lake this weekend, but local fisher guys are a hearty bunch. Anyway, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we have Carrie House and Julie Walkington with us here from Bonner General, and we'll find out what their duties there are all about right after this.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
It's time now for the pet case of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Don Mara from North Idaho Animal Hospital. Stanley, a 60-pound Labrador retriever, staggered into North Idaho Animal Hospital after ingesting a tray of freshly baked brownies. Interestingly, his heart rate was not elevated, nor was his heartbeat abnormal. His only symptom was absolute delirium. He could not stand, walk, or focus on his surroundings. What's your diagnosis? Upon further questioning, Stanley's owner admitted to adding a hefty amount of marijuana to the brownie batch as they were using it medicinally. Stanley had encountered the normal hyperactivity produced by chocolate with THC from the marijuana. Luckily, IV fluids and a large oral dose of activated charcoal reversed all the symptoms within 12 hours, and Stanley wagged his way out the door. Visit us at North Idaho Animal Hospital, right across from Dairy Depot at 320 South Ella. North Idaho Animal Hospital, growing and expanding because we care.
It's a great time of year to visit Sweet Lou's. Catch your favorite team's football games with a special NFL menu. Sweet Lou's is your headquarters for all Seattle Kraken NHL games. There's a full bar in Pondere and tons of beers on tap at both locations. And it's gift card season. Purchase a $50 gift card now and receive an extra $10 gift card free on Front Street in downtown Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Pondere. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right. right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday, and our almost weekly segment with Bonner General Health. And this week we are talking with a couple of fantastic nurses about their infusion. And, well, it says fantastic nurses right here in my my notes from our infusion and procedures clinic, Julie Walkington and Carrie House. Ladies, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you.
It's great to have you here on the show. And what is an infusion and procedures clinic? What do you guys do?
I guess I'll take the lead here. Basically, the infusion and procedures clinic is a clinic located within Bonner General. So we're still within the walls of Bonner General Health. And we offer a variety of outpatient services, not limited to, but can include IV therapy, people that may be discharged from the hospital that need antibiotics on an outpatient basis. We also do a lot of specialty medications for diagnoses such as MS, RA, and we also provide lots of supportive care for patients that are going through cancer, blood transfusions, platelet transfusions. We do albumin transfusions, a lot of IV therapy as far as PICC line, central line care.
We also do rabies vaccination series. We do short procedures like bone marrow biopsies.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what an infusion and procedures did. So are you, as part of that, like when somebody's being discharged from a surgery, are you the people that they would see after their surgery? Or
sometimes, typically we wouldn't see patients directly after surgery, but further kind of down the post-op road, if someone were to develop some type of infection, they might be referred to us, you know, for IV antibiotic therapy. Although sometimes people, you know, if they come into the hospital and they have an infection that they're being treated for in the hospital, they then can be discharged for kind of that transfer of care into the infusion clinic.
So in your day in, day out jobs in the infusion and procedures clinic, has it changed at all during the last 2 years in this pandemic? Have you, if there been, sometimes there were a few little shortages in nurses and doctors, and sometimes you're just an overabundance of patients, which is pretty much still the case right now, as far as what I understand. Have you had to branch out and do things you don't normally do in your day to day?
I think the infusion clinic has stayed pretty consistent with the type of care that we do and the type of patients that we see. You know, we're lucky enough where we are. We also have private rooms, so we operate out of 4 to 5 private patient rooms. So, you know, we have the ability to kind of keep our patients safe and, you know, separated from kind of large treatment areas. So for us, it's stayed relatively consistent.
Well, that's good. You spend a lot of time with your patients. You may spend several hours with certain treatments. How does that affect your patient-staff relationship? Do you get to know people pretty well? And, or maybe on the other end of the spectrum, there's people you can't really stand to be around. Tell us about your experiences.
I feel like I speak for the whole department of the infusion clinic in the sense that it's a really unique place to work because some people may be with us for years for maintenance cares for a certain diagnosis. And I think that's one of the really great things is we have a little bit more time to develop a relationship with these patients. You know, they kind of become like our family.
They really do. I totally agree with Julie. It's a great place to work. Some of our patients, you know, we've been treating them since our own children were babies, and we know about their families, and it's just a really pretty amazing opportunity to have, you know, just a different type of patient relationship. It's different than taking care of, you know, somebody short term and then discharging and you don't know how they're doing. You know, we get that follow through.
Yeah.
And
imagine in the cities that would happen. It's like, well, I'll never see that lady again.
Right.
But here it's Sandpoint, a small town. You're probably going to see her at the grocery store.
True. Yeah, it does happen.
That's great. You both seem pretty happy. Do you like what you do? Is it challenging? Is it rewarding?
Oh, I think it's a great place to work. It can be challenging. But it also is really, it is rewarding. You know, like Julie said, I think the clinic offers us just kind of a more calm, sort of organized environment. You know, it Yeah, it's just, it is a fantastic place to work.
So very different from working in the emergency department, yes, for example.
Or the ICU or any critical care area, you know, we have a lot more time with our patients.
How are things this week? I haven't talked to Kristen in recent days with the pandemic and going. Are our numbers still way too high around here?
You know, I honestly don't know the numbers this week. Do you know what they are?
I know we were close to tying our record for a number of cases in a day just Tuesday. So hopefully those people aren't getting very sick, and hopefully more and more people are seeing this or know loved ones who've gotten very sick and are now getting vaccinated, and we could all get through this as we head into cold and flu season.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely, and holiday season.
Holiday season. And I just got my flu shot, too, so I think of all years, it's the time to do that. Some of the things you do, can people do it in their own doctor's offices and not have to do it in the hospital, or do it at home? And what's the pluses and minuses about going to your clinic?
I would say they absolutely, on certain things, have that option. However, is definitely a bonus, I feel, to coming in and having nurses evaluate, you know, if you're talking about, let's say, for an example, if someone has a PICC line, which is a long-term IV in for something like IV antibiotics, we're not only assessing, obviously, the patient and the patient's response to their treatment, we're also assessing that line and making sure that dressings are intact. There's nothing wrong with the line. It's patent. It's flowing, you know. So there is definitely a benefit to, you know, having that care and consistency eyes upon these patients from an outpatient clinic standpoint versus being at home and trying to
manage that on your own. I think another benefit of being in the hospital is the fact that we have other ancillary departments available. So like Julie said, you know, have eyes on our patients, and if there's something that we're seeing and we feel like they may need, you know, some type of other treatment, or maybe they need a lab draw, or, you know, we're able to contact the physician to get the orders to draw the lab right there in the hospital.
Well, and I think, like, touching on what Carrie's saying, it's right now especially, it's so important for patients to have someone to advocate for them, too. Like, and we can do that. Like, if they're coming in to see us, and like she said, if they're needing, maybe they need some more lab work, you know, maybe there's something like, oh, we can reach out and help them, you know, make those calls. And yeah,
that makes perfect sense. And I know, like, personally, I would much rather see you guys and have that type of procedure done, just for the reasons you're saying. Is like, hey, you know, you don't look so good today, or, you know, I've noticed in your, you know, just any little thing that we wouldn't know to do at home.
And sometimes, too, I think the home treatments, it's just a comfort level where maybe the family member or the patient just doesn't have the comfort or the knowledge to really feel confident in, you know, receiving or completing those treatments at home. And so that's where we can come in and kind of be the expert to administer the treatments and provide the care.
Allows the patient to focus on getting better and taking that stress of, is this working correctly, or do I need this, or,
yeah,
you know.
And it's good to know that you have private rooms and such, yes, so that people can feel safe going to the hospital and doing this as opposed to going into what might be a crowded ER or something like that. You guys are not old by any stretch of the imagination, but you have been nurses for a while. How has technology changed what you do in your careers? Or is it the same as it was when you came out of school?
No, it's not. It's
because nothing is the same.
I mean, I think it is ever changing, of course. I definitely can remember, you know, beginning my nursing career, and I mean, probably one of the biggest things was just the amount of paper documentation that was happening. So, of course, everything now is electronic, including just the communication between various providers, other facilities. You know, we're able to look up, you know, maybe a past treatment that happened in another facility to help, you know, guide us in our patients' care and, you know, equipment.
I would say that is probably one of the biggest is the electronic, but of course, healthcare is ever changing, and we're always the beauty of it. We're always learning new things.
There will be new things. I mean, 10 years from now, you're going, God, that's incredible. Because I remember going into Dr. Lawrence's office 30, 40 years ago, and the first thing you saw were thousands of files in charge. And I'm going, who keeps track of all this?
Yeah. And I think another thing that's changed is probably just the different types of medications and treatments that are available, mm-hmm. too.
Yes.
Like, it's pretty amazing.
And just medical science, how far they've come as far as medications.
I think specifically for, like, autoimmune diseases, there are just so many treatment options, injectables and IV infusions. So, you know, there are a lot more treatments out there now available to patients.
Is there anything else that we haven't covered you guys would like to...
I think one thing that is unique to our clinic as well is, you know, you have a lot of people that come to this area in the summer. Our clinic allows physicians that just, it's not only the physicians here within the hospital that can write orders to our clinic. You know, we receive orders from
out of state.
Good to
and
know.
So it's great for people that are coming to this area and traveling, you know, that go back and forth, that they know that there's a resource here that they can get those types of services in this area.
That's a very good point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because not only people just coming to visit, but people maybe timeshares for skiing,
right.
Or just their summer homes, and knowing that they can get this great medical treatment right here in our little town. So good point. Well, Julie Walkington, Carrie House, thanks for joining us today. Keep up the good work, and hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving and holiday season.
Thanks, Bob.
Same to you.
All right. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, Caitlin Shook, one of our most frequent guests, is going to be with us talking about their upcoming concert this weekend. So stick around.
Every year, the Sandpoint Lions Club provides new toys for almost 1,000 local children and holiday food boxes for about 500 needy families. These programs are funded by the Lions through donations. You must fill out an application to be eligible, but no one will be turned away. Apply at the Lions Den in Lakeview Park on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Applications are also available on the Lions Club Facebook page, website, and at the food bank.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and would you take a look at that calendar? Furnaces and fireplaces are roaring to life, and heating bills will soon be mixed in with your holiday greeting cards. Now, this is where Selkirk Glass and Cabinets can help. If drafty windows and doors are the problem, then give us a call to learn about lots of remedies. We can retrofit your existing window openings with new energy-efficient vinyl, fiberglass, or wood windows. If you take your screens out in the winter, it's the perfect time to bring them into Selkirk Glass and Cabinets for rescreening or repair. Maybe your thermopane window glass has lost its seal and you've got condensation obscuring your view and perhaps causing sill damage. We can easily replace that glass. Have you got a wood-burning fireplace with cracked or missing door glass? Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is your only source in the area to stock the Neo-Ceram fire door glass. Just bring us the fireplace door and we'll install new glass in it, usually on the same day. We have a 4,000 square foot full-service glass shop here with a seasoned crew to take care of these needs. That's why people say Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
The holidays aren't about what you receive. It's about the good you give. P1FCU is asking you to join us in spreading a whole lot of joy this holiday season. Visit p1fcu.org/season or our Facebook page to nominate a family who could benefit from a special turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Want to do even more good? Stop by any P1FCU branch to drop off food, toy, and coat donations until December 17th. Join us in giving back during our season of giving.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right. We are back. I want to thank Julie Walkington and Carrie House from BGH for joining us this week on our special BGH segment. Something I forgot to mention in the introduction is there's a free Thanksgiving meal at the Hoot Owl. It is on Thanksgiving Day. It's a great day to have that. 11 until 3. Welcome anyone and everyone. No questions asked. Just show up and eat on Thanksgiving Day at the Hoot Owl. And if you're go to the Hoot Owl to eat on any other day, be sure and thank the group there for doing that for the community. I want to thank Caitlin and Lori Shook for joining us. I didn't know we're getting the two-thirds of the band here today, so welcome
to
the show.
I'm here too. Both of us.
Hi,
so,
Bob.
I didn't think you were going to be here because you don't live here and your sister does.
I know.
So where, tell us, folks, where you are and all that.
I'm still in Portland. Well, I consider myself pretty much half and half-sies. Yeah. Now that Caitlin's here and since COVID happened, I came home a lot more. And I decided to probably just stay here in the summer times because I'm an idiot if I don't.
Yeah, no, no kidding. You're kind of like my daughter, Ricky, who you guys happen to know.
I happen to know.
She moved to Spokane and spends most of her time in sampling, which is great. You guys have your annual Giving Thanks show at the Panada Theater. How many years have you been doing this?
I think it's good 10. Question. Every time, every year we try to count.
This year? I think we just count it as 10 every year.
Yeah,
this is either 10 or 11, though.
Yeah, because we did do one at Three Glasses 1 year, and then we took a year off, and then had been in the Panada, I think, 10 years now. I don't know. It's been a long time.
That's great. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. It's a wonderful thing you do, and what a lot of people don't realize it is every year it's a benefit for the Panada Theater. And as one of you mentioned in the reader this morning, how great it is to see the Panada. It was dark for a long time, and now it's back. And
they're really
getting people. Of course, you couldn't have big crowds for a couple of years. It was really a dark time. Mm-hmm. But now you're back, and how are you safely doing this at the Panada this Saturday?
Yeah, we, us and the Panada both agreed that, well, their policy now, they just passed it with the board, is that if the renters want to only sell 200 tickets, then they have like masks and social distancing within the theater. But if you want to try to sell all 500, they asked that you show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test within 72 hours. And we are in full support of that. It makes us feel very safe as touring musicians. And that's what really all the indoor venues that we've been playing have been doing. And it's kind of standard practice in bigger cities and stuff. I know Sam, it's a little different.
All the concerts that have been happening in Spokane have been doing that.
It
seems to be working out pretty
well. It is. It's proven to be working all across the country, and tours are able to be successfully finished. We just want to be as careful as we can, because we heard about friends trying to get on the road and then they have to quarantine in a random hotel at their own expense and then end up having to cancel the rest of the tour because somebody on the crew got COVID. It just sounds like a nightmare.
That's why we were so lucky to get the 2 weeks of the Festival of the Sandpoint in. There was only one band that couldn't come because of COVID. Well, actually, the three we tried to replace that band with couldn't because of COVID.
Really?
And we pulled it off, and it was right in that perfect lull.
Yeah, there was a lull
before the virus made a comeback.
Yeah, this was a good time.
Enough of that. Saturday night, the Giving Thanks concert with the Shook Twins. Your whole band will be here. And Justin will join you, and your fiance will join you, Kyle, for the last part of it. So looking forward to all that. What else can we expect?
We're stoked because we're sharing the night with local faves Little Wolf, which is Josh Headland and Justin Landis, and Landis plays with us as well.
He plays with everybody.
We call him the sriracha of the music scene. He just adds to everything perfectly.
Yeah, just put some sriracha on.
I wouldn't be surprised someday if you see a Rolling Stones in concert and there's Justin Landis.
He's the best. We're stoked to be playing with them in general, but then they are going to be premiering their music video for Crickets, the single that they just released, which is such a great recording. They recorded it with our other homie, Bart, who also has been a big part of this show in the past, too.
So the song is beautiful, and Willy Witty, your very own son, made the video, and Caitlin and Kyle are starring in it, and I got to see it just the other day on the big screen as we tested it out, and oh my god, it's amazing. It's like dark and beautiful. And
Willy's very proud of it. He's made a video for you guys before.
Yeah.
He made a video for Ringo Starr several years ago, which was just out of nowhere. Okay. But tell us how it went with filming this thing, and I understand Kyle had to go into the freezing cold lake.
Yeah. He gets MVP of the video. We were actually the third choice couple. Everybody else bailed, and so we're like, "Why didn't you ask us? We'd love to do this." And I just really was excited to be in anything to do with what Willie's doing. I just know how professional and how creative and wonderful all this stuff turns out. So I was just like, "Help! I'm on board." And so he was just so. Just so clear with what his vision and what he wanted. He came over and told us everything, gave us examples, gave us little shots he'd already done just to give us the vibe. And then directing was just, it was so easy. He didn't, make us overthink anything. He just told us to be who we were. And it just turned out so cool. And so Kyle got a wetsuit and had to be in the lake for an hour in October. And it was so buoyant that he had to be underwater for a while. So we went and found a huge rock. It was like a 50-pound rock that he put on his chest to just like put himself underwater and keep him down there. Hardcore.
I hope your director has liability insurance. He may never have come up.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. It was lucky.
But what I was really impressed getting an advanced copy of that is when I saw Willie's storyboard a while back and say, you're really going to need some specific weather to pull off all these grays and dark colors and all of that. And you got like a couple days of it in a row. It was just like, that's how things work for him. It just happened.
Totally. There were some scenes that we shot that were way too sunny, and he actually just like, that's fine. I'll just Photoshop or like whatever you do with video. I'll just put in a creepy sky. And he just, it looks amazing. He's just so good at video.
Just turn up the creepy sky knob to 10.
Willie can do that.
Yeah, Willie's got all the knobs.
So is it going to be Shook Twins' greatest hit Saturday night?
Probably. Yeah.
we're also stoked to be playing a trio set. I think the majority of the show, right, Kate? It's going to be, three quarters is going to be just us and Nico, which is a unique thing we haven't done in Sandpoint yet. It's a little more stripped down, obviously, but it like features me more on, I'm Lori, on the looping skills that I have forgotten about.
Her beatboxing.
Yeah. And then Nico's playing bass with us mostly, which is not, he plays everything because he's a bit, can I say that word here? He's bad A. Bad A. Anyway, he's great. And he plays the bass with us and he just shreds super hard and it's really fun. And so we're excited to show that little piece of our repertoire to Sandpoint.
Where did you find Nico?
Oh, good question.
He's been with the band a number of years.
Golden place. We found him at an after party somewhere in California playing No Diggity bluegrass style on upright bass at a party in a living room.
He said, yep, that's our guy. We're friends.
Wow.
Now then we became more besties at Oregon Country Fair when
gotcha.
He showed up with his band at the time, Bucky Walters, and they showed up super late in the night, totally unprepared, and we gave him a slice of our tent, and that's why we call him Nico Slice. Here, take this little Nico Slice.
I never heard that before. That's great. Back to the show. It's Saturday night, Shook Twins annual, 11th annual, we'll call it the 21st
year,
at the Panada Theater. What time, how much are tickets, and are tickets still available?
Yes, it's 7:30, November 20th. It is, note that it is a one weekend earlier than we normally do it. We did that so it would be easy for people to get negative tests if need be.
Because the truck is closed so much around Thanksgiving.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's November 20th. It starts at 7:30. Doors are at 6:30. And there are tickets still available at panada.org.
Panada.org.
Yeah, we're just streamlining. No in-person ticket sales as we have done in the past. We're just doing it all online right now.
And you can still get them at the door the day of, too, if there's still some available.
Yeah. You can get them at the door if they're available.
Yes.
This show is sold out every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it may be different this year. We don't know.
just heed that. And again, don't forget to bring your proof of vaccination or COVID, just like you're crossing the border, in the last 3 days type of thing. Girls, thanks for taking time out of your busy day to join us. Thanks for doing this concert once again. Say hi to your folks. Okay. And we'll talk to you guys real soon.
Bye, Bob.
Sounds like that Bonner County Bicycle song at the end.
Go hang out with our dad.
And on that note, we are going to take our final break today. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Becky Rivak and her partner, Mark. And we'll be talking about their production company and what they've been doing with Panhandle Special Needs recently. And it's pretty cool stuff. So stick around.
If holiday baking is on your to-do list, come into the co-op and check out our wide selection of seasonings by Watkins. From herbs and spices to flavorings for cakes and cookies, we have what you need to spread the cheer of great-tasting food all season. Delicious herbs, spices, and flavorings from Watkins at the Co-op Gas and Supply, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. Or check us out online at coopgasandsupply.com.
The Vandals are rolling with running back Zach Borish and wide receiver Hayden Hatton.
Back of the end zone throw, caught, touchdown Idaho!
Leading an explosive Vandals offense, the Big Sky Conference has been put on notice.
Sacks him! Back at the 12-yard line!
Idaho plays here. On your home for Idaho football, the Vandals Sports Network.
The Vandals close the season at Idaho State. Pre-game Saturday morning at 11, kickoff at noon here at North Idaho's Radio.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. Our mild winter and moist spring seem to have favored the insects. That means the fleas and the ticks are more prevalent this season. Some of the ticks in our area can create problems if they get on our pets. Tick paralysis will cause a weakness starting in the hindquarters. If not corrected, can lead to complete paralysis. Fleas, on the other hand, are more commonly noted for transmitting the tapeworm. Most people notice tapeworm segments on their pet's tail hairs if their pet has been infected. Fleas also can create an allergic condition, which results in the persistent itching, possibly forming hot spots. If you suspect any of the previous conditions, don't hesitate to call your local veterinarian. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity. There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their head?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined by Mark Watson and Becky Rivak. Becky, no stranger to this particular program. She's been on about 100 times, about as much as the Shook Twins. And Mark, this is your first time, at least with me.
First time.
Yeah, so welcome aboard. And Comtech Inc.
Is that what it is? Communication Technologies Incorporated.
Gotcha.
We shortened it to Comtech.
What do you guys do?
Well, we're a production company. Mostly, our background, obviously, you know, is from film, from the film world. And we here in Sandpoint have had our production company since 1995. And we also have it would be, what would you call it? It would be like the material part of it, the tools, which is Idaho Grip. And so, So we're Comtech, which is the production part of it, and Idaho Grip, which is the tools of it. And so, we've been doing production, you know, my whole life since I was 19, is when I got into the film industry in Portland, and Mark can tell when he got in, and we just started this production company when we moved up here, and hoping that something would come out of it, and
Most of our work was out of town for years, as everybody can imagine.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
But our grip and lighting truck has done 3 feature films. They've been in, one was in Post Falls, one was in Coeur d'Alene, and
then the other in Lewiston, just then, this past summer.
Yeah. And then we had one down in southern Idaho, too.
Oh, that's right. Some lake 8,000 feet up in the southern part of the state.
Yeah, so our truck has been a lot more places than we have. But
so, Mark, how did you get involved with in the industry?
We had a radio station just in a bedroom in this little town in Kentucky when we were 13 years old. It was started with a little Radio Shack kit, and then a couple of guys really
that's
knew.
That's how Derek Walker got started.
I think that's probably still how he's working.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we did that as long as we could, and then just kind of progressed. There was a tiny little college radio station in town, and did a little bit of work there, and moved into some theatrical work, and then moved to Seattle and was a janitor for a couple of years, and got back into radio at KBCS at Bellevue Community College. And I just happened to notice an old film studio that nobody used. In the college, and then I started inquiring around, was able to check out gear, so I started filming their basketball games, and then they kind of had a program develop over it, and so after a couple of years of working there, I met a few people and just started working my way into the industry in Seattle, really.
That's great. Then somehow ended up in Sandpoint.
Oh, yeah.
Like we all did.
That's right.
Exactly.
So you guys, I've been getting these emails with the occasional video that comes out with Panhandle Special Needs. How did that happen, and what's that program all about?
Well, I've been friends with Trinity. Trinity is a gal who runs Panhandle Special Needs, and I've been friends with her basically since I moved to Sandpoint. And she always has, I got an idea. And so this has been an idea of hers for years, is actually telling the story of what they do at Panhandle Special Needs through their clients. And it's never been done before. We've watched a million videos across, the internet, did millions types of searches and stuff, and never came up with anything like Trinity's idea. And so that's where we came in. She said, I got this idea. Okay, you guys tell me how to do it. And so that's where Mark came in with his ideas of interviewing, in a specific way, and he can tell you more about that part of it.
Well, what was Trinity's exact idea?
Her real vision was that no matter what, anybody doing their very best to market these services or get information out about services for people with needs or disabilities or challenges, inevitably there was always someone speaking for the individuals, and she really was offended by it and wanted it to be more personalized about the experience of the individuals who participated in the services. And so her vision has always been, let the individuals speak for themselves rather than someone telling you what they need or what they like or what they mean.
Yeah.
And so it had its own set of challenges, but what we started doing was filming them doing their different jobs first, and we kind of got to know them that way. And then inevitably you can't help but, unless you're just doing a straight documentation, stand back and document and then walk away, you really miss some of the important elements. And so they have to recreate what they've just done, or they have to start it again, or they have to start from a different place. And so inevitably, we worked with them very one-on-one in a situation where they were actors and we were filming them, and we started to get this relationship going. So by the time we got to the interview section, we all knew each other very well, and we all had a comfort level together. So I think it really helped in that there was no ice breaking necessary. We knew each other already. We'd worked together, and when they sat down, they were happy to speak very clearly about things that were important to them and try to address the questions that we were hoping they would address.
So, yeah, that was a brilliant idea, because I expected, I don't know, I might not even have looked at it if I didn't know you guys. I mean, just like, oh, I just want to see what they're doing, Right. And someone took the time to send it to me. And I really did expect a narrator, someone to walk around Panhandle Special Needs. Oh, look at Hal, he does this.
This is exactly what you see. But see somebody narrating or somebody telling you what they do there.
Yeah, but instead this is actually, and not even a voice talking to them interview really, but they're just telling you their favorite parts of the job or what they do with their paycheck and stuff like that in their own words. And there's like in the one I saw last night, there was kind of almost an awkward pause, like, I wonder why they didn't cut that out. But then when it was over, I thought, that was great, because that's the guy's thinking. He's trying to figure out the words. So.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, right? You try to show who they are. We did this over 2 years. And so you try to show who they are as a person and also some of the things that are there they have trouble with. But, you know, at the same time, like you just said, how long can you hold some of this out before somebody goes, oh, click, you know? And so that's one of the things. You still got to show who that human is and also make it viewable.
And did you leave the answers completely up to the characters? I mean, just say, hey, tell us which part of the job is your favorite.
Sure. We tried, you know, standard interview style. You try to give open-ended questions that create some kind of contextual answer. But it was, what's your favorite part of this? And things do you remember about the first time you were here? Or other elements that would try to have that individual kind of reminisce or speak about things in some kind of general way. We had no idea really where we were going to end up with. And then that was a challenge. It's like, okay, now we have all this individual footage of these interviews. And so now what's the process to get this out there? And it was Trinity that said, can we cut them together into like little 3-minute Facebook videos? And I think that was a great, a revelatory moment for me, because I no longer had to tie all of those together into one story. It was a much nicer presentation. And I think that for whatever reason, that tends to fit the world right now, the 3-minute pieces, the short attention spans or lack of ability or time to really commit to watching something long.
Yeah.
So I think that it was a brilliant idea of Trinity's again.
Yeah, very, very good, because you're exactly right. It's just the general public would start watching it and like, well, I can make it through 3 minutes and 58 seconds. Right. I got that. But if it's, you know, 30 minutes, like, I don't know if I can.
Right,
know,
yeah. Well, it has to be pretty dang good and interesting and really quick. Cutting, like what you just said, you're like, you went, why did they leave that kind of pause in there? Well, you know, because a lot of people would click, you know, so.
So where do we go with these videos now? They're on Facebook, is that?
Yeah, there's going to be about 20 of these released, and Trinity's spoken about other ideas she has, other things to be represented, other individuals to be represented. So we're waiting to find out what that kind of germinates into. And then we also are going to look for the opportunity to create some kind of a long-form version of this. But it will have to be a lot more footage of other things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously there will be some version of a narration there. But that's just on the back burner for now. But the footage, I think, is incredibly important and valuable. And the individuals seem to be comfortable with how they're represented, which is important too.
Yeah.
So how does someone, if they're listening to this today, and they go, oh, this is kind of interesting, I'd like to check out one of those 3-minute videos.
So you can go to Panhandle Special Needs Facebook page, or it's also on their YouTube channel, which is PSNI, P-S-N-I, all caps. And they have a Facebook page, and they also have the YouTube channel. And then you can subscribe to their YouTube channel and see them all.
I think I watched them last night without having to subscribe.
No, you
no,
can't.
I'm going to see them
I'm
all.
I'm just you know, pushing for that. It doesn't cost anything to subscribe to their
there
page.
There you go. So you can go to Panhandle Special Needs on their Facebook page or PSNI, Panhandle Special Needs, Inc.
Incorporated,
on their YouTube page and watch these videos that we're talking to Mark and Becky about. And what's next for you guys? What do you have, another project coming up?
I'm sure we do.
Yeah, we just took a nice call yesterday about a good potential project that has some similarities to this. So we're waiting to see what that turns into. But, you know, gosh, when we first came up here, I was so used to calling on a business that, oh, yeah, we need a video, and just going in and talking to them and penciling out a budget and writing a script and shooting and directing and getting it done and distributing it for them. It was very standard operation in Seattle. And then came up here and say that same process up to the point where you get to the budget. And it was just like, oh, no, why would we pay $700 for a narrator? That's a fair question. But sometimes that narrator is the only voice you could really, really count on to get the message. So those things have evolved over time here. A lot of our work's been away from here. Now it's starting to become more localized, and we like that opportunity. Looking forward to seeing if that gets any further, you know. But inevitably, I think there will be more and more of this type of work available to more and more of the people that are around here doing it. You know, there's a lot more opportunity for people to do it here.
Yeah, and we have there's a couple local companies that have called us too. So there's lots of stuff in the works, but you know, until there are autographs on the paper.
So how do people find you? Real quick, we have 10 seconds.
Oh, idahogrip.com or Comtech.
ComtechUS.com.
Yeah, ComtechUS.com.
Very good. Mark Watson and Becky Reebok, thanks for joining us. You guys will be back with Trinity on this Thursday, December 16th. So we really look forward to that and hearing more about this project. Have a great Thanksgiving and everything.
Thanks. You too, Bob. Have fun with that thing.
That's it for me this week. I'm calling it holiday season. I'm out of here. Until next week, actually. I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400
Holdings. Now might be the time.